despite my gallant efforts. This morning I had a meeting, Congregation Shir Tikva, and I decide I'm going to bike there. It's sunny, it's a beautiful fall day in Portland, Oregon. The leaves are unbelievable colors, and I'm going to do the healthy thing. Instead of drive the 2.1 miles, I'll bike. I finish the meeting, and I think I'm close to Montevilla. It's where my sewing machine is being held for ransom at the repair. I bike the 0.7 extra miles, pick up my sewing machine. I put it into the side compartment of my bicycle, standing up, bungee cord around it. I have my helmet, my orange reflector vest, my gloves, because safety first. And then I hit a pothole on the way home. I didn't think it was that big of a pothole, but it hit, bam, sewing machine flew out. When I got home, plugged the machine in, $119, and the machine has the problem that I brought it in with. It can only do a straight stitch, can't do any of the other stitches, despite my gallant efforts. Emmett and I were doing an art project about a month and a half ago, and he was getting so frustrated because he said, I'm trying my hardest and it's still not coming out right. I get it. We all have this thought that if I try so hard, it should work. But it doesn't. Whether it works or not has nothing to do with how hard we try. This is where this whole idea in religion of theodicy comes from. Why do bad things happen to good people? I was doing the right thing. I was doing a favor for my family to pick up the sewing machine. I was crestfallen on the drive back to Montevilla Sewing Center. I brought the machine, and it winds up, the light bulb had gone out, causing the machine and I not to function properly. I wonder, do you have the same issue? Do you think that things should just work out? Byron Katie said, when you argue with reality, you lose, but only 100% of the time. We need to accept this world as it is. I want to have a quick ad for this beer. Bodhisattva India Pale Ale from my friends at Georgetown Brewery. We're working on making an official sponsorship so this rabbi knows what he's talking about. If you like good beer and you happen to be up in the Pacific Northwest, get some of this stuff. Pacific Northwest. That's not what I want to say. India Pale Ale. This is Bodhisattva. We have the best beer here in Portland, but I import this stuff from Seattle because it's amazing. And if you want to be amazing, you should drink this beer. Okay, they didn't actually tell me to say that. I just said that. Anyhow, despite our gallant efforts, shit's gonna happen. Make sure you go to rotb.org, sign up for the newsletter. You can get 40 out of 52 weeks a year, a little wisdom biscuit delivered straight to your inbox. Lots of love. I'm Rabbi Brian.